is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This is your captain, John Reagan. The three of us are sitting in for Vincent Fennelli this morning. That's me and Smith and Wesson. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We are broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. Aaron is engineering the worldwide broadcast from Minnesota. And with us today is Linus Ertley. Good morning, Linus.
Hey, good morning, John. How's it going?
Great. You know, the two of us came to USA Prepares through the meetup at Ziggy's, and I think about giving a little background there. You know, when you go to an amusement park and you get on some of these rides, they've got a sign, you must be at least this high to ride this ride. Well, you know, when you walk into Ziggy's, you know, it's got a sign, you must be at least this crazy to go on the air with Vincent.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And you don't want to specify on how crazy you have to be to guest host for Vincent.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah, sure.
Well, I understand you were at the meetup last night. Jim Switzer was talking about gardening, and we were talking about how you learned about composting. And it's really a big deal because in our modern farming society, we just throw away all the good stuff. You know, and our grandparents, and they knew what they needed to do, and instead of throwing away the stuff, they composted. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was talking about compost a lot yesterday at the meetup of last night, and one of the things was about coffee grounds, you know, adding that to your compost. And, oh, you know, people know this already, eggshells, you know, banana peels, anything that's not meat or dairy to a compost pile. And he talked about that and how to plant, you know, how far apart should you plant, and, you know, raised bed garden versus the traditional garden, things like that. You know, we were there. You know, the question and answer, you know, forum type thing. We all sat around, drank tea, and ate, and talked, and laughed, and had a good old time.
Well, before we get started, I just wanted to touch on something. Today's a pretty big day in the computer world. It's the end of life for Windows XP.
And, oh!
Yeah. And if you are using Windows XP, that doesn't mean that you necessarily have to worry about your computer immediately. However, if you are using Windows XP and you're also using the Microsoft Security Essentials for your antivirus, you need to switch out that antivirus for some other program that supports XP, because Microsoft will no longer be updating those virus signatures after today. And I would recommend you find a different platform. I wouldn't go to Windows 8. We talked Monday last week about Linux is an option. Windows 7 certainly has some life to it yet. But probably a few weeks from now, as especially as Microsoft does huge security releases. That lets the world know what kind of holes are in their software. And once that's made public, that makes unpatched systems, which XP is going to be, much more vulnerable. So you've got that, and also since your Internet Explorer will not be updated either, you may want to consider going to another browser like Firefox or Chrome that will be updated. So technically, I still use the Windows XP, but I use it as a virtual computer because I've got a piece of software that is so old that will not run on these modern 64-bit computers. And after I'm doing my update today, I'm going in and disabling the network interface so I will not be connecting to the Internet, and that will protect my XP for as long as I need to use that program. So it's always fun times. Of course, I'm sure the NSA will always have a way to get in. But at least I'll be protected from the amateurs out there.
Yeah, I always wondered. I had a job at a call center in Springfield, Missouri, and we used Windows XP until like 2010, using XP. What was wrong with XP? And, you know, then it went downhill from there for a while. And now Windows 7 is here. That's what I use and have been using, and that's been fine. Now we have another operating system. Anyway. Hey, thanks for the good news, John. Appreciate that.
Hey, I'm just full of good news. What can I say? And if that's not good enough, there are literally thousands of ATM machines out there that are still running on Windows XP. Now, that situation is a little bit different, and I don't want to get into the technicals of it. It's not quite as big a security risk as you might think, because you don't have the ability to open up the ATM and do things. So long as it's strictly used as an ATM, it's not such a big deal. You should probably be more worried about somebody putting a skimmer on the card slot and a camera somewhere to capture the keying in your PIN. That is a much bigger threat than the ATM running Windows XP. And, of course, we learned this last Christmas, hey, even retail stores are not safe. You know, you go in, use your card, and that information can be stolen from you. You can't just sit around and worry about it. Life's full of risks, and that's part of what we're here doing at USA Prepares is, just mitigate the risk somewhat. Just don't sit around and worry about it. Don't go out of your way trying to, build a wall around your life. It's kind of like what I learned when I was in Germany. World War I was just totally devastating for Europe. And France built most of the way across the border from Germany, the Maginot Line. And I got a chance to see some of that was still there back in the 80s. And the thing is, all that money and effort they built into building that line was really made useless with aircraft and missiles. So, it's prudent to have, some places, but to just totally go all out like that, it's not good for countries, and it's not good for us personally. Well,
yeah.
I think that's enough Lashley rabbit holes for the moment. You want to go ahead and tell us what we're going to discuss today?
Well, yeah, Vince and I talked in the past, about insurance. I want to disclose, I don't sell insurance. I don't endorse any particular company or anything like that. I'm just, as generally speaking, as an adjuster, as folks don't know, the storm season's here. So we've had damage to the southwest or southeast part of the United States and up to the northeast, floods and things like that. And it's that time of year, and so it's good to be prepared for that. And one way to do that, of course, if you're not sure, if you're fortunate enough and haven't had a claim in a while, go in, look at your policy, discuss with your agent what's covered, what's not, and if you need to change anything, that way you're more aware of what is covered if you experience a wind event, hail event, a flood, whatever. Now, and flood, by the way, is a separate policy altogether from your homeowners. So, and some folks may not know that, but it is. So that's also something to look at in case you live in a flood area where it could flood one day, or if it has flooded in the past, you may have to have the coverage. If you have a house paid for and you don't have it, but you may want it, then you check and see if that's available to you. You go to your agent for that, but it's a separate policy from your homeowners, and there's different coverages involved in that. So on the flood side. So, yeah, it's should be a good busy year for storms. So, yeah, it's good to get people up to date on what to expect.
And I was reading where after Sandy went through the northeast there that the premium on those flood insurance policies, if I remember right, basically doubled and made it quite expensive for people to live there.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that, too. I don't know what the rates are. It varies, of course, where you are, but it's just another expense you incur with insurance. But I saw a lot of folks there that didn't have it and wish they did. So. It's something you need to have if you can get it.
Well, it's kind of like we were talking about in 2018, the government's requiring backup cameras on cars, and that's going to cause car insurance to go up as well. Now, this is John Reagan, sitting in for Vince Pinelli with Linus Hurtley. We'll be back after these messages.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is your captain at the controls today, John Reagan. We're talking with Linus Ertley. And, you know, Linus, there's a news item that came out yesterday that, to me, it should have been like, you know, it's the big front page story. It was on the Daily Mail out of the UK, as how the Navy now has a way of changing seawater into jet fuel, as well as fuel for other vehicles. So the ramifications of that is mind-blowing. And you think that this could just be one of those tabloid-type things. The Daily Mail is, you know, pretty decent as a newspaper, and there's a video on there that's actually posted on the Navy's Research Laboratory YouTube account. So this is actually a legitimate story. And we'll talk more about that Monday when Vincent's back. Currently, Vincent is out in Las Vegas with the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, learning how to do the job finally. And, you know, what happens in Vegas will be reported on Thursday when Vincent is back.
And that's crazy. They can turn seawater into jet fuel.
Yes, and I don't want to take time away from you, but that's they go into a little bit about how that's done.
Wow.
And for me, this is actually a bit of an old story. I've talked about my mentor that was one of our psychic spies back in the days before Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And when he came to Houston, he bought an old typewriter from one of the oil companies down there. And this is one of the high-end ones before the word processing days. And there was a magnetic storage on there. And he hacked his way into it. And in that magnetic storage, it talked about how to turn water into gasoline. So there's so much about our history and even our science that the mainstream don't really know. And I think that's one of the nice things about being a part of USA Prepares and having people like Dr. Rick Allen Miller to help us understand a little bit more about how things really are. Wow.
That's a matter of getting cheaper, right?
They didn't talk about the expense, but I would imagine that you don't have to go drilling for seawater, and you don't have to depend on the Middle East, and to me this ends up being quite a game changer in the world.
Oh. Wow. I don't know if I can top that, John. Well, okay, we were talking about homeowners insurance and flood insurance. I said there's a difference between the two, meaning that, like I was saying, flood insurance is a separate policy from your homeowners, and a lot of folks already know that. If whether you're in a flood or if you have a tornado, wind event, whatever, and you have damage, you have contents coverage, your furniture, books, shoes, toys, stuff like that, electronics, make sure you get pictures of things like that as well as the model and serial numbers before you throw them away. Best thing to do is actually keep them and wait for your adjuster to arrive so he can get pictures and document these higher-end items over $100, $500, whatever they call for, so they can document, yes, you had a 60-inch TV and it got destroyed. Here's what's left of it. They get a picture. They can document the model and serial number and pay for it if it's covered. So that's just something we ran into a lot at Hurricane Sandy. So.
This is John Reagan with Linus Ertley. We'll be back after these few messages.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is your captain, John Reagan, at the controls today, filling in for Vincent Finelli. I'm here with Linus Ertley, talking about insurance. You know, Linus, I think I'm going to ruin my reputation here with all this good news.
We don't care what they all say about you, John. You're still all right, buddy.
I've got some more good news.
Uh-oh.
President Obama didn't waste any money on vacations this past weekend. However, he did manage to put in 5 or 6 hours getting in his 145th round of golf during his presidency. And aren't we fortunate that the world is in such good shape? Our economy is great. The dollar's sound. There's no turmoil in Europe, Asia, or the Middle East that our president can take all this time to go golfing.
I wonder what that cost is per round. Never mind. I don't want to know.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go from here?
Well, oh, hey, we just kind of touched through everything. And I was saying before the bottom of the hour sweeper, we had, folks that were in New York, New Jersey, and Irene in 2011, even in tornado outbreaks or, when they gather up their things, their pergolas and their gazebos, lawn furniture, stuff like that, and they pile it up because they're cleaning, and that's fine. But these high-end items that get blown away or tore up, they still have them, need to get pictures of that, document the damages so that they can be paid for. This was one of the main things I wanted to talk about. I saw a lot of that in New York, that they had appliances that were flooded and were covered, so we would pay for them, but we had to see them. And there were people going around in their trailers and their vans, whatever, picking up all the white appliances, the washers, dryers, fridges, and so on, for metal. And I had a few folks say, well, I had a washer and dryer back here, but now they're gone. It's like, any pictures, any documentation that you had it? And usually the answer is no. And unfortunately, we can't pay for something if we don't know it existed. So that's something to think about. And these wind events or flood, anything for real. And really, if you have contents coverage, you need to review your policy with your agent. Make sure you have contents coverage as well as your homeowners. Sometimes you may not. Make sure you get pictures of that stuff and everything. Document it. It's okay to take pictures after it gets damaged. That way we can look at it, document that, and pay for it if we can.
Yeah, I guess... The good news is, while we're still here in semi-normal times, a lot of times you're required to have insurance. If you have a mortgage, if you have a car loan, you must have certain coverage in order to protect the people that are charging an arm and leg for the interest. And as you know, I wrote the book, The Financial State of the Union, where I point out that there is no way we're going to get out of our financial situation without a collapse. And once we're on the other side of the collapse, that can make this whole picture look different, because these insurance companies, they take the premiums, they invest the premiums, and it's that management of that investment pool that allows them to pay for these disasters. So we've got two things going on now. We're seeing more and more disasters, and some of that has led to higher and higher premiums just in order to pay for these disasters. Now, when we hit the other side and there's a crash to the system where insurance companies don't have their money to fall back on, we can see losses that, even though you've got insurance, what are you going to do if the company's gone out of business? These are events we haven't seen in America for probably over 80 years. What's your take on that?
I don't know much about that side. I just hope it never happens. It'd be a sad day or a sad time, really. Hurricane Sandy, I think, was the second costliest disaster we've seen. I think Katrina was first. I don't remember the numbers exactly. I think Katrina was $108 billion. And I think Sandy was like 50 or 60 billion, I would say. So that's a lot of money. I don't know what the ratio is to premiums paid versus what they pay out, and everything, but, I hope you're wrong about that. That's all I can say. You're in a very different world.
Yeah, I often say that. I'd like nothing more than to be wrong. But you can't look at the mathematics of the situation and see where we're going to escape it. It would take basically even taxing 100% of all income is not enough just to pay for government the interest on our $60 trillion worth of total debt. That's not just the federal government, that's state and local government, that's corporate debt and personal debt. And we have the unfunded liabilities of our social insurance programs. And just for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, that's totaling over $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities. And that's not what we're going to owe in the future. That's what it would take if we could put $200 trillion in the bank today earning interest. That's what it would take in order to pay what we've promised to pay. And that doesn't include things like Obamacare, and it does not include the pension funds that are having problems. There's public and private pension funds that are either unfunded or underfunded, and those are going to become serious fairly soon, too. We look at what's happened since this last crisis. The Fed has set the interest rate so low, and when I was in the bank lobby, I actually took a picture of it. You have a savings account that's basically getting 0.5% of interest. When I was growing up, you could go to any bank or savings and loan, and just their regular passbook savings account would get you 5.25% interest. And that was considered bad, but it was safe. The only thing safer would have been the actual, you know, United States Treasury notes themselves. And when you look at how we structured our retirement system, if you saved $1 million during your working years and just invested it in a fairly safe account yielding 5%, that would give you $50,000 a year for life, which, you know, not bad income, especially if you have a paid off mortgage and all you're having to do is, you know, eat and have fun. Well,
yeah.
When that goes down from 5% to 0.5%, now instead of $50,000 a year, you're only getting $5,000 a year. Not to mention that if you are trying to save during your working years, assuming you have a job, your savings is not growing because of the low rates. And because these rates are low and they're underreporting inflation, just by saving, you're actually losing ground trying to get ahead. It's not a pretty picture.
Wow. Yeah.
Did I bring some bad news back?
Yeah, thanks, Don.
Anything I can do to brighten your day.
But, well, you know. Okay. Yeah. So what do we got next here? What are we going to talk about next? Kind of an overview of what I've talked about so far. I guess the only thing I didn't mention really was deductibles, and the reason I mentioned that is because I've had a few folks, you know, I would do my inspection, see their house and everything, and tally it all up, and their deductible would be, you know, $5,000. Well, they had $7,000 in damages. They had a $5,000 deductible. They get $2,000, which isn't very much compared to the $7,000 worth of damages. So, I mean, it means a higher deductible means a lower premium, but you pay for it later if you have to make a claim. So you look at that and see, you know, what your deductible is and be ready for that if you have a claim that you're going to not get whatever your deductible is. So that can be a surprise to people that don't look at their policy and know, you know, what that thing is, what their deductible is. If they have additional living expense coverage, which means that they have to be out of their house for a month while it's being remodeled because a tree fell through it or whatever, they could be surprised about that coverage or lack of coverage until it's too late. So it's, I guess the bottom line is look at your policy. If you have any questions, get with your agent and say, hey, what's covered, what's not? Can I improve this any? Do I need to lower my deductible? You know, do I have additional living expense coverage? you know, things like that. Building code coverage is another one, which just means that if your house gets damaged and then it has to be rebuilt, like, say, a bedroom or something or the garage, and the house is 50 years old before building codes were around, well, nowadays if they have to go in and rebuild that, the building code may have to be constructed a little bit differently to meet current building code, and then will cost more. But if you have the coverage for that, it's called BC coverage, building code coverage, then the policy will pay for the upgrades without additional cost. It's just whatever, you know, it takes to build it back to code. That's just another example of things you need to look at on your policy and on your coverages.
Yep. You know, it's a shame we don't get taught this at school. This is John Reagan with Linus Ertley. We'll be back after these messages.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
If you've had it with sore muscles and joints, chronic pain and fatigue, you've got to try the organic sulfur crystals from Sulfur Defense. Want to feel 5 or 10 years younger? Then try Sulfur Defense. Call 844-SULFUR-D. That's toll-free 844-SULFURD. Say hello to Sulfur D. Goodbye to those aches and pains. Clinical studies show that sulfur crystals work. Mention Bill Martinez when you call and get free shipping. Call 844-SULFURD like defense.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
Oh, God, you're... Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent Fennelly. Now, Linus, there was another item I came across this week. Does Lloyd's mean anything to you?
Say it again. What was it?
Does Lloyd's mean anything to you?
Lloyd's,
the insurance market. Lloyd's, the insurance specialist.
You know, oh, you mean like Lloyd's of London?
Yes.
I've heard of them. They're a big company. I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's not just us that talks about potential disasters. And they've published a report on the solar storm risk to the North American electric grid system. So if you think that, you know, we're just sitting here on the radio talking about things that it's not being considered in the real world, quote unquote, you know, that's not the case. You know, we're talking about Hurricane Sandy hitting the Northeast there, and I don't think people remember so much. That was getting closer to the end of hurricane season, and it was starting to get kind of cool up there in the Northeast, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was. It hit on the 29th of October, 30 October, and I think it was a week later, a nor'easter came through and just snowed about 6 inches in the New York area. I was there, and, you know, there was no power. And when it cooled back down to normal temperatures there, and it gets cold in New York, and there were people that didn't have, just about everybody, really, they had natural gas, you know, for their heating, heat the water, you know, for, you know, central heat. Well, that went away. So there was no other source of heat for these poor people. They didn't burn wood. I mean, not in New York City, not really. There was no electricity, so they were burning their furniture in their front yards, their backyards, huddled around, trying to keep warm. I saw that for days in Brooklyn and in Queens. And the take on that is, you know, it's not always going to be cold out, but we get a big storm, big nasty storm comes through and takes out the power, and there's no services available for a week, you know, just even 2 or 3 days. At least have some food and water on hand. You can go to any store and buy a case of bottled water for under $5. And it'll last you, you know, I mean, it's 3 gallons of water. The case of 24, you know, bottles of water, that's 3 gallons. And you can live, you know, 5-6 days off of that just drinking the water if it's one person. And it's only $4 or $5 a case. You get 2 or 3 cases, put them under your bed or in the closet or, you know, in the basement somewhere, and some canned food. Be ready for anything for a few days before services can get there and render aid if needed and get the power back on and things like that. So that's just something you folks need to do because, you know, we, It's hurricane season starts June 1st, goes through November, but storm season, tornadoes and floods and hail and all that is here. So should be ready for that.
Yes, then
if you have items, you know, that you have insured, or if you have content items like artwork or, like I said, your appliances, go through and get those model and serial numbers off of them. Get pictures of it. Use your phone. You know, document that stuff and save it somewhere off premises in a safe deposit box at your relative somewhere. Something to have documentation. So if you lose that stuff, it's easier to prove that you had it.
You know, for most of these disasters, there's different things that can happen at different times of the year, but in most cases, you pretty much take the same steps to get ready for it. And the better prepared you are, I think the easier you can sleep at night.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, Linus, I want to thank you for being on the show, Linus Sertley.
I appreciate it, John. It was good sitting in the right seat with you, buddy.
We'll have to fly again sometime.
Yeah, be glad to.
Coming up next, former municipal attorney, Alfio Venuto.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the Big One. Still got fires in the west, still got winter in the east. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.